to 5 p.m. for Miss Sarah's Dynamic Gospel Power Show. That's 2 hours of great gospel music every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m., all brought to you by the Ozona Pig Restaurant in Ozona. Yes, that's every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. It's Miss Sarah's Dynamic Gospel Power Show. Tune in on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And we're going to keep dancing right here at the Shrink and Wrap Show right here in Clearwater, Florida. And don't you change that dial on 106.1 Tan Talk Radio, because you are listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show and we are going to dance for this full hour. I am so excited. Janice, you just danced your way right in, right?
Hello.
Hello. And you're going to be sharing a mic with me today, because we have three mics, so you'll be sharing with me. And we have Arthur Murray here joining us today. We have Kimber. They're in the house. And Chris,
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you for being here today. And we have Glenn, who's going to be our DJ. So, Glenn, thank you for being here and dealing with us. A lot of changes really last minute. So thank you for your patience with me, Glenn. So, and hello to all of you listeners out there. And yes, we are going to dance, because that is what life is about. The common denominator on this show is love, and it's living your best life. And we're going to start today with Arthur Murray in North Tampa Studios, who's going to lead us into a dance to the next season. I got goosebumps from that. Was that
new?
It was
good? Beautiful.
That was kind of good, what I just said. Kind of like rolled off my tongue. Anyway. So, again, that was And We Dance by the Hooters. And before we get started with our Loosen Up song, I always have a couple of notes that I like to say about my show. Who are we? Well, we are the Shrink and Wrap Show. And the Shrink and Wrap Show is where we have shrinks who are licensed therapists, and we have wraps who are my friends, and we tie topics together with the songs, lyrics of the songs, and we wrap things together for a solution in this thing called life. That's what Prince says, thing called life. And this show is strictly, How are you doing, Chris?
You danced in
right behind your wife, didn't you? Thank you for being here today. So anyway, what we do is we tie all those in with the topic, the lyrics of songs, licensed therapists, and friends, and we try to figure this thing out called life, because no one should be alone. And that is the Shrink and Wrap Show. Again, this is suggestions and opinions, and I'd like to first thank my sponsor. I have a sponsor that sponsors me every week. Thank you so much. And I'm going to read a couple of side notes that I have so I won't forget. First of all, do any of y'all watch The Bachelorette? Is anyone watching?
Uh-huh.
Who do you think? Okay, Jen, first of all, let's say it real quick. Jen is an amazing bachelorette, is she not?
Okay. I love her. I'm on to the Golden Bachelor.
Okay, well, that, but we're in the moment. Remember,
we got to
live life in the moment.
Jen is good.
I love her.
Yeah, she is good. I'm good with it. I like her. She's a very much of a lady.
Yeah, she's to me like a perfect balance in every way. Anyway, I think she's beautiful. I think she's sweet. She's got a personality. She's got a lot of wit. And I think Marcus is going to be, we're going to talk more about this going in the future, because I don't want to take this away from Arthur Murray and dancing. You guys don't have time to watch The Bachelorette, do you? Because you're dancing.
You're always watching the dancing shows.
Yeah, we're dancing most of the time.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to be watching y'all, because you got some big competitions coming out. I just wanted to make a mention of that. I also would like to give out a shout to the Falcons. The Laketo reunion is coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a retro reunion at Adventure Island, roller skating, and bowling. Mm-hmm. So can't wait to see the peeps from Lato's class reunion. Hillsborough High also, they get together on Friday nights, all classes, and actually that's going to be fun too. I'd like to wish my aunt again, 70th birthday. I want to say happy birthday to you. And I want to encourage everybody, we're coming up on a new season, and we're going to talk about dancing, and I can't wait, because I think I'm going to start going to your place every Friday night. I'm sold, thanks to Janice and her husband. Mm-hmm. But it is a new season. So what do you want to think about out there? We talk here about positivity, living your life, picking and choosing what you want in your life, staying away from toxic people, staying away from division, and just living a good life and making this community strong and good. And, you know, it's your life, it's your chapter, you matter, and it's your book. You have one life to live, and life is short. So we're going to start today with a new season. And hello, Devin. You're going to let us, Devin, can you come in for 1 second? Come here, because I know you get busy. Everyone tune in to Devin's show right after. Tell us the name of your show.
It is called Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector.
Community connector. And she's, I'm 813-727, but all together, it's all together.
Absolutely.
On both sides of the bay. So
absolutely.
I want to thank you so much. You got a huge nonprofit. Tell us the date real quick, and then I got to get to my show.
The 7th annual Denim and Diamonds Gala, which actually is for the Raising Relief Foundation. We help other nonprofits, is November 16th at the Sheraton San Key, and it is going to be amazing, as it always is.
And I went last year, and I was so impressed, and we will have a show about it.
Yes.
I just wanted to say something, because every time I come in at the end, you've got your people here, and I can't say it, so I'm giving a shout out.
I appreciate that.
Thank you for what you do, Devin.
I think we should have a Tan Talk table with all the hosts.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. That's right.
Yeah.
Tan Talk Radio, right here in Clearwater, Florida. This is your community network, Tan Talk. 106.1. Don't change that dial. All right. I have to have a break, because I just talked a lot with 2 cups of coffee. So can we have our Loosen Up song so I can get to my guest?
Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up, baby. She beat this war.
Shut up and dance with me, and I will. And we've got the right people to give you the confidence to do that. Don't change the dial, because we want you to dance in life. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. So we welcome today Kimber and Chris from Arthur Murray Studios in North Tampa. Welcome to our show. Thank you so much for both of you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, definitely.
And before Janice is here too with her husband Chris, we don't have mics, so we only have three mics, so we'll be interchanging as we go, if y'all don't mind. But feel free to talk. Yeah. But let's give a big shout out. You just got married.
I did.
So congratulations to you. And how do you like marriage, Kimber?
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. It's funny, we actually were not supposed to get married until October of this year.
Yeah.
But I was just too excited. I did not want to wait. So I said, we are moving the wedding date up, and we got married at the end of May.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got married in Texas.
In Texas, yes.
That's amazing. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. And you should be still in your honeymoon phase a little bit here, right?
Oh, I am. Yeah. We love it so much. I mean, we live in paradise. We live, right almost on the water. And it's a walk to the sponge docks. Yeah. And I get to dance for a living, and I just love it so much.
I love it. Congratulations to you. And Chris is the other owner of Arthur Murray. So, and you, Janice just informed me, you just recently had a baby girl.
Yes. My family and I, we were blessed with a baby girl at the end of January this year.
Congratulations. What date?
Her name is Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
And she's 6 months old.
Six months old. So congratulations.
Not a lot of sleep, but lots of dancing with minimal sleep.
Y'all go to work and dance, and I love that. And you probably dance with your baby at home, right?
All the time.
There's probably a lot of good songs that kind of go along with that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I mean, even during the pregnancy, she would respond to different styles of music. She would respond. You could actually feel her move a lot more. And even now that she's out 6 months, she's turning her head and doing all these things. And, of course, if I pick her up, I just want to dance with her all the time.
Oh, my God. I love that. I love it. What's her actual date?
January 25th.
Okay. Well, God bless you guys, and I'm so happy for you and your whole family, and cheers. And is this your first one?
First, yes.
Okay.
She wanted to ask Tracy about the name. Why Esmeralda?
Oh, okay. Why Esmeralda?
So it was just a name that was on my mind that I hadn't really heard in just such a long time, and I just felt it was beautiful rolling off the tongue, even though its origin is more Portuguese and Spanish, which both of us are not by any means. But kind of comes from like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, the gypsy girl who kind of gave everybody trouble, and towards the end of our pregnancy, she started giving us some trouble. So we said that name kind of fits perfectly for her.
Well, she was dancing her way out into the world, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to both of you again. You have a lot of exciting things coming your way. And we want to share what you do for happiness, and we want to share it to our listeners, because dancing is, we talk about happiness and trying new things. And Janice and Chris, you both invited me to their studio last Friday. And you said it's such a healthy thing for couples. And I think it's a healthy thing across the board for everybody, for students, for single people, and I understand 20 to 80-year-olds at your dance studio. So,
and that's just like a rough estimate. I mean, Arthur Murray worldwide has students anywhere between the ages of 5 and 6 years old, all the way up to, we have students who celebrate their 99th, 100 birthdays with us.
Isn't that? And we're going to get more into that, because Janice, you're having your shower at the studio as well. But we're going to be talking a little bit more than that. But Janice, thank you for inviting me there and having them on. But we're going to talk more about our experience on Friday night.
Thank Cameron and Chris for taking us on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yes. And you're still working there.
Oh yeah. They took on more than they could chew. We're a tough couple.
We like the challenge.
You like the challenge. Oh, girl. Yeah, it's challenging.
It's a challenge, though. When you see them dance, you're just like stunned.
Yes.
They're always teaching. And then when you see them actually perform, you're just like, no, that's out of this world. It's amazing.
It is. And your husband, Janice, enjoyed it. Chris, I was really proud of you for getting out there and doing some steps.
Proud of me. This Chris here, you are 6'9"?
We have Chris 1 and Chris 2, by the way.
6'7".
Yeah.
He's a huge guy. You don't expect this from
6'7".
Yeah, I've always told people dance is my hidden superpower, because nobody expects me to be a ballroom dancer when they ask me what I do for a living.
I love that.
He's light on his feet, but he can walk right around and pull those little, you know, chains down from the
light switches.
The disco ball.
Yeah, that's why they keep me around. They don't need a ladder.
And when you dance with them, you're like, yeah, okay, where do I put my hand? Yeah.
That's amazing. My friend Valerie, her son Ian, he's very tall, and he's a ballroom instructor. I have to introduce y'all to him well. He's been on here. He was here about a year ago, but I want to definitely introduce y'all to him because he's tall like that too. Uh-huh. So, all right, well, let's get down to business here. So, again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show on Tan Talk Radio, and we have Arthur Murray Dance Center here, the North Tampa location. So let's start off, and you either one can take these questions, but who is Arthur Murray?
So Arthur Murray is a gentleman who kind of around the Great Depression era kind of started making a name for himself teaching ballroom dance and actually doing a little bit of research on myself. Because of the conflict with Germany, he actually ended up changing his name to Arthur Murray from his original German name so he wouldn't be criticized against all the Americans. So Arthur Murray became his name that everyone knew him by as how he started to teach. So that's one of the things that kind of separates him from a lot of other people.
Wow, that's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I always hear the name, but I didn't even know that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so one of the best things about Arthur Murray is that it's the franchise itself provides so many versatile opportunities to dance, but one of what makes Arthur Murray unique is that in order to help people basically learn how to dance, he started sending out paper footprints in the mail, and mailers to people.
Wow.
To kind of go, here's how you do a foxtrot, or here's how you do a tango. Yeah. And he had little instructions written down. And if you weren't able to actually get those together, at the very bottom it said, well, come on in and we'll show you how to put those together and use them.
Oh my God.
So it was like the first form of for him for advertising, kind of getting people to come in to walk through the door so he could show people how to dance.
That is amazing. I did not know that. Because, you know, you see these dance pads now for kids and they jump and stuff like that. But he had it going on a long time ago.
But how did he learn to dance?
I'm actually not sure. 100%.
I wonder. That's very interesting.
Yes, and what year did, was that 1930? When did he start? When was this established?
Yeah, he's self-taught. You never know.
Yeah. Well, but it is a franchise, right?
Yes, it is a franchise. It's an international franchise. There's locations all over the world. I think we're in...
So he started teaching dance right around 1912.
That's what I thought.
And then in about, I would say, I wrote it on a note down here.
Yeah. He had like 1938 is when it kind of started.
Mm-hmm. When the franchises started. Yeah. So we have at least over 300 studios and counting in at least 22 different countries worldwide.
Wow. Yeah, and that's not, it's not, it's 22 different countries.
Countries, wow. Yes, it's an
counties.
International franchise.
Yeah, just for you out there, because I probably didn't, there's a difference between a county and a country, just saying. Listen, I was a C student, just saying.
Not everybody is blonde, Tracy.
I know, but for all you blondies out there, yeah, and exactly. You're smart, well, whatever. We'll go there another day. But
that.
Yeah. But, and the motto of Arthur Murray's dance studio is, your motto is to change lives through dancing. Is that correct?
Yeah, so that's what Chris and I really adopted in as our personal motto for our studio. The big one that Arthur Murray has for international is walk in, dance out, mm-hmm. is their main motto. But we love both of them. Mm-hmm. We really believe it's such a magical place. A lot of our students actually call it the playground.
Oh yeah. Well, I've read quite a bit, so I have a little bit of knowledge this morning. I was reading everything. But how did you two get started? Kimber, I'll start with you. How did you get started?
Yeah, so it was actually quite interesting. I was living in Dallas, Texas, north of Dallas, and I was attending a church. It was a really big church, too, and we knew this family there. Funny enough, actually, their son started dating my sister.
Oh, no way. Oh,
yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Small world. And they had a sister around my age, so our families became close friends, started hanging out, celebrating holidays together. And turns out they owned, at that time, at least two different studios in the North Dallas area. And they said to me, hey, you'd be really great at this. You got a great personality. Come do like 3 free lessons to kind of do a trial to teach. And I was like, okay, cool. So I did it. I was still in college at the time. And they're like, oh, just quit college and come teach. And I was like, sounds great, but I don't know about that. I was in a 2-year internship college, actually through the church too, working on my bachelor's degree. And then what happened was, in my last probably 6 months of school, they hired me on as a part-time admin. So I was working part-time as a lifeguard at a rec center. I was working part-time at the studio, and then it was a full-time internship college. So I was probably the busiest I had ever been in my life.
I bet. That's amazing.
But I loved it. It was magical. Arthur Murray has a really fun name for competitions, because that word can be kind of scary to people who,
it was,
you know, maybe are new to that.
Yeah.
So we call our competitions Dance-O-Ramas.
Yes.
And I got to go to my first one, and I fell in love. It was so magical. You get dressed up. You get to see everybody dance and perform. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is the place I'm meant to be. And I was going to college at the time to do ministry. I wanted to do outreach ministry, travel around the world, do missions trips. And I was like, well, this is pretty much like a ministry. So yes. I just felt really called to basically change the direction I was going with my life and start teaching at the studios. And it was a big leap of faith, because I wasn't really trained as a ballroom dance teacher. But what Arthur Murray's is really great about is not necessarily the skill, but the personality and the person behind the skill.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they liked who I was and what I could offer to people. So they trained me for at least 6 months.
Yeah.
And then I started teaching all the way up and through like till 2019. In 2019, I actually had injured myself. I broke my foot, and I was out for a long time. And I just kind of figured at that point I could do something fun, do something different. Get out of the hometown. I had family that lived in Florida at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let me try this.
Yeah.
And then I wound up at North Tampa. I started teaching. And then at about like 2022, the owner at the time said, hey, I'm looking to sell the studio. Do you and Chris want to buy it? Okay. And I was like, oh gosh, that's really scary, because I wasn't thinking that was going to happen for another 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
But again, another huge leap of faith. God's carried me through everything. And now we're here.
I love that. And I have a quote. It says, dance is the hidden language of the soul.
Yes.
So would you say that with everything you just shared with me?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Just and we talk about, you know, through the students how much it helps and how much it changes people. But it really does so much for the teachers too.
And I also think, and if you're out there listening, you're driving your car, just listen to her testimony of where her life is now and how happy she is and how she let life happen. And I think that that's the biggest thing, because no one knows what they're going to do or where they're going to start. But life happened for you, and here you are, the owner, and you didn't know. You're thinking, oh, this is not tangible. This is 10 years away. And here you are sitting in Clearwater, Florida, in Tan Talk Radio on the Straight Garage Show, talking about the ownership of your studio. And I'm going to switch over to Chris, because I want to know how you got started.
So I got started. My story is obviously very different from Kimber's, but the fun part that I get to say about my story is that ballroom dancing is such a very specific, like, unique niche of a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can go break dancing, you can do ballet, you can do all these different formal things or just casual things, but ballroom dancing just sounds not something that's common. Like, oh, let's go to the club and ballroom dance.
Right.
But I had ended up dating a girl in high school who this was her thing, that she actually competed. She took lessons. This was like,
oh my gosh,
her social competitive thing, as well as being involved with athletics. And I had never heard of ballroom dancing. Didn't know what it was. And she actually introduced me to this world of ballroom dancing, going to my first dance competition to see her dance. And when I found out about this, you know, dress up, I get to wear a jacket and a tie, and here I am, still in high school, being in athletics my entire life.
Yeah.
Get to see something that's very unique, where I'm watching these men and women on the dance floor that are moving to this music, which obviously I started to love music at this time, and I was captivated by it. I was just sitting there watching everyone dance and going, this feels like a new world.
Yeah.
I never knew this existed. Like, you could walk by this hotel and not know that a ballroom dance competition was happening inside.
Yeah.
But the fun part of that story for me is that, obviously, for me and her, our relationship never really worked out, but it worked out for me because, long story short, it turned out to be my career. I felt deeply in love with it, had a passion for it. I ended up taking the class in college, which is really what sealed the deal, and I started to become the teacher's assistant in the college, partially teaching the class in college and starting to go through the steps of learning all the different dances, going out almost every night to any of the social clubs that were around, different studios, different restaurants that had a live DJ just to get out and to go dance.
We got
dance.
Glenn here. And here you are on the radio station again at Tan Talk with Glenn as our DJ.
Yeah, exactly. DJ is the dancer's best friend. doing all kinds of things like that kind of led me into basically pursuing a career in dance, kind of getting out of college, kind of trying to find my own way, do my own thing. And as a young male, it allowed me to really, truly express myself through the music and through dancing. It gave me that outlet that some people, anybody, has a hard time finding of, like, how do I express my feelings? How do I relate? Because we all relate to music in certain types of music. We have music that we love. We have music that we dislike listening to. But we all relate to music in some way. So this avenue allowed me to basically coordinate my body to express how I'm feeling with the music that I'm dancing to and moving to. And that was just a beautiful thing for me.
Wow. I hope that everyone that's driving right now just heard this testimony. This is amazing. And for both of you, it's amazing how someone came in your life and it opened the door to where you're at right now. And I love that because it you get to express yourself and you didn't realize it, but you dared to say yes. And you didn't even know you had this in your own soul. Yeah, and I love that. That is amazing, that testimonial right there. So I hope if everyone's out there listening, if you have a whisper or something comes your way, dare to say yes, because you never know where it will lead. It might unlock your soul to new beginnings and to express yourself in different ways. And I love hearing both of you. Both are fairly young and you have a lot to look forward to, but I tell you what, you have your act together, and I love to hear that you know what's important in life and you know what you both are. You're listening to yourself. So, wow, cheers to you. I don't know. I'm feeling a little like, I wish I was like 30 years younger. That's what I'm thinking right now. So I'm not ready for the main song. I got a couple of more questions, Glenn. I'm going to delay that a little bit, but so Janine and Chris, they invited me to go to y'all's dance studio on Friday. And I went to have to be able to tell our listeners out there, the Shrink and Wrap listeners, about how cool it was. So I got to tell you, we learned the hustle, okay? And I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't know. Janice does this. She punks me all the time. She goes, oh, why didn't you come? And then she goes, oh, the lesson's down. I'm like, what? So but I'm not going to lie to you. I was going to say I had an appointment because I felt so intimidated.
You did that last time, too. I didn't let you.
No, because I get scared because I don't know. I don't trust you. I get punked all the time. And so I'm thinking I have short-term memory and I didn't know if I can remember of 8 count, especially in front of people. But I just said I have to do it because I can't lie about it.
So we
did the hustle. Chris did the hustle. You did the hustle. Yeah. And all I knew in my life was the bump back in the day. Remember the bump? I was like, yeah, I know this. And I knew the bus stop. But Glenn, can we get just like 30 second, maybe a 45 second of the hustle, the tune, the hustle? Let's take a listen to the hustle.
Give me just a moment on that, if you would, please.
Okay, and I want to just say real quick, we're going to hustle along these questions, too, because I got a lot. Do you see how fast the time goes?
Oh, so fast.
And Renee's going to get me, because I always feel bad because I have to cut her off, and then I feel rude. But we're going to hustle through the questions in a minute. But the conversation, the history, is that an 8 count? An 8 count is a hustle 8 count, or
you dance it to the 8 count music.
And the song is by Van McCoy. When we get this on in just a bit, but it's line, and it could be for couples. Okay, let's take a listen to the lyric to the tune, The Hustle. So, Janice and Chris, does that bring back memories to Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little too young.
Oh, yeah, me too. And you know what, Chris? I don't remember it either. I was just testing you. You know what? I'm glad you said that, because I tell everybody, don't ever know certain songs, because it will tell your age. You can trick them. You got to know some of the millennial songs, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, real quick on the do y'all know anything about The Hustle? Do you two? You're so young. Do you know the songs from The Hustle?
Being in dancing for so long, I always like to think it'd be funny. You know, in video games, you have these stats at the end of the game, and they'll say, you died this many times, you like got this many wins, and I always think, I wonder what my stats for music would be like.
Yeah.
So how many times in my life have I listened to that song,
yeah,
Do the Hustle? It's probably been hundreds of thousands of times.
And you can times that times four with the other people in the room here, because listened our whole life, but now we know the steps to it. I just want to say this. I again, suggestions and opinions here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. It was first originated in the early 70s in the South Bronx as a dirty dance, and it was popular among Puerto Rican teenagers. That's what I read. I don't, you know, I'm just saying I share that, but what a great dance. And speaking of this, give us three, and my listeners out there, to everybody, give us three dances we should know, because, you know, I go to the parties and I don't know the dances. What are the three top dances people should know?
Well, I feel like it really depends on where you're going to be dancing, because that kind of changes what the answer will be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to places that play like big band music or like your pop music, or like your rock and roll cover bands, you're going to want to have hustle. You're going to want to have swing at least. Those are, you know, your sister dances that are very similar,
mm-hmm,
but different enough in beat to where it feels like you're doing different things.
Yeah.
If you're going to be going out Latin dancing, there's a lot of places out here in Tampa, Florida. The Latin community is really huge. You're going to want to have the salsa, bachata, merengue. Those are like your starter dances for your Latin styles of music.
Yeah.
And we also have quite a few country bars, tons around the area. So if you're going to go out country dancing, you're going to want to at least, it's actually technically considered your hustle. But when it's to country music, we call it the country swing.
That's country swing. I like it.
So that's a good one.
Well, and I just want to say, because I just want to take this and use this as an example of all these other type dances, but it says the hustle and whatever dance you learn, but this can be associated with retro disco classics. It can also be danced with modern music, including rap and hip hop.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So I don't think, like a lot of people, when they think of ballroom dancing and going to a studio like Arthur Murray, they think it's kind of dated a little bit, sometimes with... not Chris and I, but or Janice, but you know, a certain age group. So, but it's for all age groups from 20 to 80 and younger. So we're going to skip over the hustle because my time, I want to get a lot. I got a lot to get in. So I also read that you guys teach wedding dances.
Yes.
So for people that do wedding dances, I'm always wondering, well, how do they do that? Again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. We have Arthur Murray. Do not change that 106.1. Don't do it because your life's going to be new, because you're going to start dancing in life. All right, tell us about the wedding dances.
Yeah, so I've been teaching wedding dancing the entire time I've been working with Arthur Murray. So it's been about 10 years now. I love it. It's so fun. It's so magical because every wedding couple is completely different, even if they decide on the same songs,
mm-hmm,
because the style of their wedding is going to be different. Their relationship is different. And I always tell them, I'm not here to create my dance. I'm here to create your dance.
Mm-hmm.
And I have them tell me, what do you want in your dance? What's your guys' personality? You know, how do you want your dance to feel? And then it doesn't always have to be crazy choreographed. I think a lot of couples think that taking lessons for their wedding is they are going to have a Dancing with the Stars routine. And it's not really that. It's really about making such a big moment. You know, you think... for about at least 2 or 3 minutes, you're the only ones out there on the dance floor. Everyone's staring at you, and most people are so nervous. Like, why wouldn't you have help on that, on like the biggest day of your life?
Mm-hmm.
So our job is just to make that comfortable, make it to where you guys can really enjoy each other in that moment. And then bonus, if you guys come and learn some social dancing, you can also enjoy the reception to the fullest as well.
Oh, we're going to be talking about that, because that's happening. That's happening in North Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a new spot. You know, I have a question. I have a guest, Shakira. Can we hear a little from Shakira, please? I got a little advice from Shakira. It's a surprise guest.
Oh.
Let's listen to her, what she has to say about dancing.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this.
Hey.
She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Hey.
Bonita.
Hey.
Casa.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go that's right, all the attraction, attention. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving,
and it's driving me crazy.
And I didn't have the slightest idea
until I saw you dancing.
So that's what Shakira has. That's her little bit of advice. So if you're listening to the song and you don't know what to do, just start shaking those hips.
Just start moving
is right. So real quick, I'd like to go to our main song really quick, and I'm going to play like 3 minutes of that. Can we play our main song? This is a Shrink and the Rap song show, and we tie lyrics into our topic, and it is about dance. So who do we have for our main song today? I forgot who I picked. Short-term memory. Do you remember? I'm there we go. Who sings that?
So the funny part about being a dance teacher is that I've listened to so many songs, but I have the worst absolute memory. But over here I'm seeing, what is it saying?
Oh, I forgot. Milky Chance.
Milky Chance. So I can identify the beat, and I could dance to whatever it is, but somebody asked me who the artist is. I'm like, yeah, heard them before. That's about it.
But you know the tune, which is awesome.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That is Stolen Dance by Milky Chance. And we're going to get right into our nonprofit. I'm running really low on time, so I'm going to take this because I want to get as much in as I can. First of all, Janice just told me you taught Chris's their... Who'd you teach for...
Chris's son.
Chris's son.
Their wedding dance, yeah, him and his wife.
So we have a real testimonial. These people are very good. Check out North Tampa. Real quick, tell us the website for anyone that's listening. I want to get into your nonprofit.
Yeah, definitely. So you can visit our website for more information. That's arthurmurraycenters.com. Mm-hmm. ArthurMurrayCenters.com. ArthurMurrayCenters.com.
Okay, and I want you to explain, in about 2 minutes, tell us a little bit about the nonprofit events that you have going on. You have a couple of things for nonprofit.
Yeah, definitely. So all throughout the year, we get people who reach out to us about different charities that they're doing, silent auctions, things like that. So we always send out a gift certificate of like dance programs that we do. So that way we can help out organizations. And that way, I can't even name all of them because we get so many all throughout the year. So that's one of the smaller ones we do. There's a new one that we are partnering with. It's up and coming. It's a little bit newer. It's a nonprofit organization called JADE. So that one is what they do is take collections. It could be anything from clothes to kitchenware, household items, furniture, and they set up pop-up shops all around Tampa area, and they give away the items for free.
No way.
Yeah.
They have a pop-up shop?
They do pop-up shops, yeah.
Do they have locations where people know to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
They have a whole, it's all volunteer-based. They have a whole committee that they're bringing up. Everyone's a volunteer. So they have people who work on the promoting, letting people know, hey, this is where we're going to be and when. Setting up flyers, setting up all of their donations, like monetary collections, go towards storing the items, transporting the items. So Chris and I have been bringing them a lot of things over the past couple months, and we haven't told him yet. We're surprising them tonight, hopefully. Did the stuff come in today, Chris?
Not today. It'll be over probably next week.
Okay, probably next week. Yeah, we just ordered them some like tents and stuff because they were saying, oh, we've been out in the heat. It's so hot.
Well, no
and
surprise now if they're listening.
Oh, no, I don't think they will.
Well, they better be. They need to be our surprise.
If they are, there it is.
Well, and I'll be surprised if they're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. I think I have 20 listeners. I need y'all to listen here, but see, here you are giving back into the community. I want to note that. And you know, anytime you have any announcements, you come here. We have Trish on the line. We have about 2 minutes with Trish, and we're going to come back. Thank you for doing that. And I'm going to be, I've got some stuff for y'all to donate. I want to donate a bunch of stuff as well. Let's take a listen to Trish with our nonprofits. Trish, we have 2 minutes. Thank you for coming here, and happy anniversary to you and your husband. So what you got?
Thank you. Yes. Hi.
Hi.
What a great show. It's
thank
so
you.
Interesting.
Yes, it is.
I've always wanted to check out that dance studio.
Yeah. Well, we're going on Friday nights in North Tampa. So we've literally got maybe 2 minutes for nonprofits. Tell us what's going on in our community.
Well, this Saturday, August 17th, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium is having their aquatic luau from 6:30 to 9:30, and that's like an end of the summer kind of celebration. You can enjoy live entertainment, Hawaiian cuisine, and of course the aquarium marine life. Mm-hmm. And the net proceeds from that event benefit the marine life at the CMA. So that's always a good time over there.
Yes.
Also on Saturday from 3 to 7, there's Operation Warrior Hope Wine and Food Fundraiser, American Legion Post 7 in Clearwater, and that supports our brave warriors, helping to spread hope in their lives.
Aw, that's nice.
And then, coming up in September, it's the first annual Keeping Our Promise benefit. That's Saturday, September 28th from 7 to 9 at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. And it's a night of giving back and making a difference, raising funds for transplant recipients. And for more information on that, you can go to Piper's Promise Foundation or Eventbrite for tickets.
Okay. That's awesome. You have any more? Those are great events. We've got a great community here.
Yeah. Well, I've got the Turkey Trot coming up in November.
Oh.
And that's formerly known as the Tampa Bay Turkey Trot, but they changed the name because they actually do it in Clearwater. So they changed it to the Clearwater Turkey Trot, and donations or proceeds from your race from the application fee go to local high school grads and scholarships for continuing education, and also to local charities around the community. That website is turkeytrot.net.
Thank you, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because a lot of times people, it's too late. There are deadlines for that, so maybe you can announce that again for us. And Trish, can you do a little homework on the Ronald McDonald House for us going forward, maybe next week? I want to know a little bit more about that. I've been hearing some things about Ronald McDonald House, and I wanted to add that to our nonprofit as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And my daughter Haley actually volunteered there when she was in college at Jacksonville University.
Well,
so she worked at the Ronald McDonald House there.
Well, then you'll give us some more details, and because I'd like to hear more about them. Thank you so much, Trish. We're going to rush now, and we're going to switch it over back to our North Tampa connection of dancing at Arthur Murray Studios. Listen, there you go. Drum roll. Drum roll. Can you do that one more time? Very good. I hope that didn't either woke you up or irritated you, or but who cares? We like it. It's happy. The energy's going up. Okay, these two, Chris and Kimber, have a huge competition coming up. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, definitely. We have two coming up. So, like I mentioned earlier, our special events competitions that Arthur Murray does are called Dance-O-Ramas, and they actually happen almost every single month all around the entire globe. So Chris and I are going to be dancing in September over at Port Charlotte for the Florida division for our competition. We're competing in 9 different dance styles.
Wow.
Yes, 9 different dance styles.
Good luck.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's really crazy because we have to have 2 routines for every single dance. So that means we're working on 18 different routines because we have to have our regular open choreography, open meaning creative, fun, changing it up. They also have a mystery dance that they call for one of the styles, where you have to do just closed syllabus steps. Like, there's only specific patterns you're able to dance. So poor Chris, luckily I just get to follow. He has to have all of
have to have all of it memorized. it's a very unique thing that Arthur Murray does, because they want to be able to have their dance professionals who are competing in all the open divisions,
right,
to showcase, even at the simple steps that all the students are learning, what those look like from the mind of a professional dancing on a competitive floor against other professionals who are also restricted and only doing the same steps as them.
Right.
So it makes the competition a little more unique and a little more fun that way.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a minute left, but can we watch y'all? Can we watch you anywhere on YouTube, or can we follow you? Or
yeah.
Where can we follow you? For all of you that are interested in this, seriously, take dancing. Just take a lesson and just try it. I tried it. I absolutely loved it. Mm-hmm. Friday nights, my friends, we're going to be hanging out there because we need places to dance. So we want a social place to dance, and your place can also be rented for weddings and everything. And you also go out into the community too.
Oh,
yes.
We do so much stuff. You'll have to bring us back so we can tell you more about it.
All right, let's do that. Let's do part two next week.
There you go, part two. I love it.
Can you come back next week?
Yeah,
we'll make it happen.
To.
All right, part two, or we'll do it on air. Part two next out. There goes Denise.
We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have our YouTube page.
Tell me your address, though. What's the address?
Yes, our physical address. You can just pop in, come visit us. 14436 North Dale Mabry Highway, and that's in Tampa, Florida.
And if you want more,
the hardest thing is to walk in the door, but once you're there, you're there.
Oh, yep. I already experienced that. And you want to run, but just stay. That's and just it. Fake it till you make it. That's all I got to say. But wonderful, wonderful. We'll have y'all back next week, and we'll finish, because I still have more information. I told you the time goes by quick, and
awesome.
I've got my entertainment host. Listen, check out Arthur Murray Dance Studios. They're all over. They have franchises, but the one in North Tampa that we're going to be attending will be this Friday, hopefully.
Oh, yes. We'll
be there.
No pressure.
We'll
okay, we're down to 3 minutes. I'll get Renee on for 1 minute, and then I'm going to do my closing song really quick. Is Renee on the line? Yeah, we'll get Renee with 1 minute of entertainment.
Hey, I'm ready to go dancing this Friday.
All right, we're going. You're going. Thank you. And Renee, we're down to 1 minute. Can you give us 1 minute entertainment? Thank you for listening, and we are dancing, girl.
We are going. So, first of all, this August 16th, Chicago, in Earth, Wind, and Fire, is at the Mid-Florida Amphitheater at 7:30. Tickets at Live Nation.
Nice.
We have a rave concert series, and one of the last ones that are coming up is this Friday, the 16th, T-Pain, after it's a postseason game or a postgame show on the field after the Rays and the Diamondbacks, and that's at 6:50 in the evening.
That's amazing.
We also have, I don't know if you guys like country, I love country, but Marin Morris is here, and she's going to be at the Mahaffey Theater August 17th, Saturday at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, ahead of time, you guys got to catch August 20th, Train and REO Speedwagon at Mid-Florida, again, Live Nation.
Yes.
Two things I've to mention what's going on in the area is this Saturday and Sunday, Tampa Home Show at the Tampa Convention from 10 to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. It's free admission.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the kids, I don't know, might be a little loud, but the Monster Jam is at the Emily Arena, and that is Saturday, August 17th. And I think it starts at 6. Or no, 1 p.m., I'm sorry.
Thank you, Renee. Thank you. That is a lot going on here in our community. I hope everybody goes. I will be at the Train and REO Speedwagon. I'm going to end today's conclusion. Listen, it is a new season. A new season's coming. How do you want to live your life? Live a life that makes your soul dance. Again, live a life that makes your soul dance. Let's take a listen to the late Donna Summers in Last Dance. We'll see you back here at the Shrink and Wrap Show next week.
You want to say a shout out to Avalon?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
You got it,
yes,
coming?
Let's do
okay.
it. Yes. Okay. We'll talk about Avalon next week. Last Dance, Donna
okay,
Summer.
Got it.
Chance for love. So let's dance.
Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. for Miss Sarah's Dynamic Gospel Power Show. That's 2 hours of great gospel music every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. All brought to you by the Ozona Pig Restaurant in Ozona. Yes, that's every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. It's Miss Sarah's Dynamic Gospel Power Show. Tune in on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks.
Oh, hi, London!
Taylor Swift is back on stage in London a week after terror arrests forced her to cancel shows in Vienna. CBS's MTS Tayeb has more from Wembley.
Security was extremely tight, beefed up considerably. Still, of the people we spoke to outside of Wembley Stadium, they said that while they were nervous, they were confident that the new security restrictions that were put in place